had finished up their arithmetic exercises and were getting ready to move on to history when Helena heard a low rumbling sound coming from the hallway outside the schoolroom. She paused, listening, but it stopped, and she decided she must have imagined it. But a moment later, she heard it again, but this time it was more of a growl. The boys perked up.
"It's Uncle Caleb," Rupert whispered,
his excitement barely contained.
"Let's pretend we don't know he's here so he can frighten us."
The door flew open and a man bounded into the room, his hands held up like claws and a terrible roar coming from his chest. Even though Rupert had given away the joke, Helena was still startled, and she had to take a few deep breaths to keep from shrieking or making some other sort of very unladylike noise. The two boys were under no such societal expectations. They screamed dramatically and flailed their arms as they ran around the room, shouting, "Don't eat us!" as they parried and dodged their uncle, who chased them just as determinedly as would a real bear in the forest. Once she was under control, Helena watched the spectacle with an amused look on her face. Finally, the man had both boys trapped in the corner by the fireplace, where he proceeded to give them each a big hug and a tousle of the head. Then he smoothed down his jacket and turned to greet Helena with a slight bow, a complete change from his behavior a moment before. He resembled his brother quite a bit. Both men had dark hair and brown eyes, a small mustache and goatee, and were broad throughout the shoulders.
"You must be Miss Sandstrom," he said. "I apologize for disrupting your morning, but I simply had to see the boys. I'm their uncle, Caleb Edgerton."
"The boys have spoken highly of you, Mr. Edgerton, and they've been looking forward to seeing you since you arrived. It's no trouble at all."
"Good, good. I trust they're attending to their studies?"
"As much as 10-year-old children ever do attend to their studies, Mr. Edgerton. I fear the shine of new discoveries has somewhat worn off, and they are now slogging through the boring bits in anticipation of the holidays." He turned to the boys.
"Are you paying attention to Miss Sandstrom and being decent young gentlemen during your lessons?"
Tommy gave a nod. Rupert screwed up his face.
"Decent young gentlemen? What fun is there in that?"
Mr. Edgerton laughed. "Not a lot in the moment, but it develops a good reputation, which is invaluable later on. Come now, I've been sent to spirit you off for a walk in the woods, and you, Miss Sandstrom, are wanted in the parlor."
Helena nodded. Mr. and Mrs. Edgerton would have more information for her about this visit and what she could expect where her teaching schedule was concerned. She descended the stairs and crossed the foyer to the parlor doors. She had just lifted her hand to knock when she heard a man's voice from inside, and he sounded agitated. She should probably wait a moment for things to quiet down before she interrupted.
"Am I to have no say in this matter whatsoever?"
It was Mr. Charles Edgerton, her employer, who rarely ever spoke above an ordinary volume.
"Are we to sit back and be told what to do as though we have no rights or authority in our own home?"
"Come now, my dear," his wife soothed. "You're upsetting your mother." The voices dropped to a low murmur, and Helena was unsure what to do. If she knocked now, she might still be interrupting a delicate discussion. If she delayed too long, however, that wouldn't do, given that she'd been sent for. Suddenly, the door was flung open, and she stepped back, her hand flying to her throat.
"I beg your pardon, miss."
The man on the other side gave her a slight bow.
"Might you be the governess? I was just coming to see if you'd been asked to join us."
I was asked," she replied. Who was this man, and why was he being sent on errands like a servant of the house when he didn't even live here? "I just wasn't sure if now was a good time." He gave an understanding nod.
"Of course. Please come in. I believe they're ready for you."
He opened the door farther, and she stepped in. It was a pleasant room with rosewood paneling and comfortable chairs. Mr. and Mrs. Edgerton were in their usual seats, and an elderly woman she could only assume was the senior Mrs. Edgerton sat off to one side. The young man who had opened the door for Helena crossed the room and stood behind the older woman's chair. He must have come with her, but Helena had no idea in what capacity.
"Ah, Miss Sandstrom," Mr. Edgerton stood to greet her. "I'm glad you could join us. May I present my mother, Pearl Edgerton?"